KNBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And this morning, we're going to be talking about an event called Village Spirit in the City that's being put on for a very good cause by a wonderful coalition of organizations locally, including Sober Mute. And joining us this morning, Sonia Vent, Sober Mute President. Good morning. How are you, Sonia?
Very good. Thank you.
Very welcome. And Sheila Mendoza, co-founder and current secretary of Sober Mute. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're absolutely very welcome. Before we talk about the event and why we're having it, Sheila, just remind us about Sober Mute, what the organization does, what the mission is.
So Sober Mute was created in 2004, 2005. We have our articles of incorporation, and we're our 501c3, so we're an official nonprofit, but we're a grassroots nonprofit. We're still growing. Our mission is to unify Alaska Native individuals, families, and communities to revive shared values that help to recognize, reinforce, and appreciate the merits of a healthy lifestyle free of alcohol and drug abuse.
Okay, so focus on health and wellness. And Sonia, I guess I'll ask you first about, there's a fundraiser, which is going to be a heck of a lot of fun that we're going to be talking about in a second, but what are the funds being raised for?
The funds are being raised for an Alaska Native Community Center, which has been the brainchild of a small group of us, especially Sheila, for the last several years. And we're a grassroots group. And we're raising funds for this Native Center. It's a center where people can get together and gather. Currently, they gather at the Alaska ANTHC and some other places around town, but we don't have a place to really, where people could eat their own foods and feel comfortable within their own skin. And just get together and be themselves. And so our hope is to build this community center so people can have that.
You know, it seems like it's so, we take for granted in rural areas and in villages that we have community centers, places for people to gather here, but in Alaska's largest village, there's not really that sort of a focus.
Exactly. You get it. And we hope that people out there get it. Because it's really important, even especially for one of our most difficult events, which is when someone passes on. We really hope that people can get together and be together when someone has departed and they're going through that grieving process. We really want people to be able to pull together and enjoy each other and in a sacred way, you know, as they go through that grieving process, which they do in the villages. But here in Anchorage, you know, we have wonderful places here in Anchorage that take care of our communities. But we're just looking for something a little bit more culturally appropriate for the people. And I realize that there's people from all different cultures that live here in Anchorage, indigenous to Alaska, and we'd really strive to meet those needs.
Yeah, and we all know how alienating and fragmenting the urban milieu can be for folks of any cultures, and with the dozens and dozens of different cultures we have represented in Anchorage, which is a wonderful thing, but there's a sense of alienation too. So.
Right, where people could really come together and just really enjoy each other, and us being indigenous to Alaska, we don't have that currently. We have models that more meet the Western way of approaching things, but we feel deeply that this will really meet the needs of our people.
Now, let's segue real quickly to this Saturday, because this center that is pretty much conceptual now, although I love the drawings you showed me of it, some possible renderings of it, But it's gonna. We don't know where it's gonna be or anything like that. Because we first we gotta get some cash. I mean, let's get right down to the brass tacks. We need some money here first. So that before we run out of time here, let's segue to Sheila. Maybe talk about the big event coming up Saturday.
So this Saturday, we're hosting Village Spirit in the City. It's hosted by the Coalition, which are a group of nonprofit, Sobermute, Tabona Foundation, Awakening Spiritual Unity, and the Alaska Native Sports Association. Another coalition member is the Path of the Raven, the Elders Program with South Central Foundation. So we're coming together and offering this fundraiser. It's going to be a wonderful day. We'll have guest speakers. We'll have Alaska Native dance groups. Blanket Toss will be there. We'll also have Native games and a sobriety ceremony because we want to promote healthy living, sobriety, drug and alcohol free.
Native dancers, arts and crafts vendors, the ever popular face painting, and and really pretty esteemed group of welcome guests. You want to talk about some of the speakers, the keynotes we have, or the guests?
Sure. We're very fortunate to have Lee Stefan from the Native Village of Iqaluitnu has agreed to come and be with us for the opening, at least. And he's going to open the event for us. And then we have Mr. Jared Godfrey from Rural Business Office of the Governor. And we understand that they'll also be having the governor's picnic that day, which is just west of where we'll be. Their event is from 12 to 3, but they're going to mention our event as well.
Oh, wonderful.
And hopefully, you know,
a little bit of co-mingling.
Right, yeah. Move some of those people that's at their event over to ours as well. And there's Mr. Willie Templeton, who's the UAA Native Student Services. And Eva Gregg, who is a community member, and she's a social work student. So those are the guests that we have coming that day, amongst others that aren't mentioned here yet, and they're still being arranged. And
I think it's pretty easy to, there is no real need to even ask the question is why is a center like this needed. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but it's going to take a lot of work. So this is kind of the beginning of a campaign. You know, I don't know. Do you have any feeling for how long it's going to take, or just getting our feet wet?
We're hoping soon.
That's what I like. Your turbo optimism.
Yeah. And we've been at this for several years now, and some people tend to get patient, but this is a big project, and it's a big dream, and it's a big vision.
It's a huge undertaking.
It's a huge undertaking, yeah. And we're, like I said, a grassroots group that really works with the people from that are really, really struggling to the medium people who are doing well, and then the other groups. But, yeah, so we're very grassroots, and we really understand what the needs are, and many of us coming in with personal experiences and with families, communities that struggle with these issues.
Village Spirit in the City, a fundraiser for Alaska Native Community Center this Saturday, noon until 8 at Denali Park Strip. Sonia Vance, Sheila Rondazzo, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
See you on Saturday. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@knba.org. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
The Alaska State Fair and KNBA present Portugal the Man, Wednesday, September 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Kendall Toyota Borealis Theater.
What's up, Alaska? It's your boys, Portugal the Man. We're coming home.
Come to the Valley for a night of Alaskan homegrown music. Portugal the Man, another AT&T Concert Series event at the Alaska State